You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and today is going to be an amazing show. And before we even talk about today's show, let's just give a brief recap of all the amazing hilarity that we had on yesterday's show. So yesterday, we had four gentlemen call in. Wonderful show. Amazing. We discussed music. We discussed ideas. So much on yesterday's show. We had four guys. Today, we're returning with four women. So we have all the ladies today who are joining us on Changing the Conversation. And the ladies are going to give us their point of view on what's going on in entertainment, what's going on in business, what's going on in life. So we'll be joined by so many amazing women. But first, let's introduce our host, Mr. Joseph Collins. How are you today, Mr. Collins? Mr. Collins, are you with us? Do we have
you? I am with you.
I'm like, is he there?
You have me. Yes, you have me.
I have you all to myself, or do I have to share you with all the ladies today? We have four ladies, women.
Oh, I love to be shared by four women. I've actually never, that ain't even what you call a menage a trois. I think that's what you call a menage a four, right? Is that what it's called? I don't know. But I love to be shared by four women. I love it. I love it. I'm loving it. I'm all
men. Actually, it's going to be more like five women because it's me
five
and then it's everyone else.
Is that a,
okay.
Is that a,
we don't
a
know.
Quintet of five? Is that a
we don't know.
Menage a quintet? I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Good
morning, everybody.
Yes.
So happy. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, another exciting show that we're doing here. We just have phenomenal things going on. We're literally working right now in the brand new Punch TV studios and our new studio complex where we are going to be developing new shows and shooting new shows and doing some wonderful, fantastic things. And guess what? Tomorrow, I hope everyone tunes in because I have the absolute most fantabulistic, punch-tabulistic news that could come out in quite a while. I hope everybody knows we're getting ready for the shareholders meeting. We are going to be holding the Punch TV shareholders meeting in the great city of Las Vegas in the wonderful month of May of 2018. It's about to go down. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. And so I know so many people have been asking, when is the shareholders meeting? So we're going to have it all up there for you so that all of the Punch TV Studio shareholders will be able to come out and be able to be a part of the most fabulous, awesome meeting ever. And I wish that was like the most awesome news. Okay, I've already shared two things with you. I'm literally in the Punch TV studios here in California, and I'm literally sitting here. We're making new offices here and getting ready for some great productions, and we're going to be installing new equipment. But on tomorrow, I have some absolutely exciting news, I believe, with 99% exciting. So to those who are listening today, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow. Right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network. Tune into the Punch Bowl with me and my lovely, lovely co-host, the Sharifa, and we're making it happen. So we got five women in the bowl today, and I've never had a Punch Bowl with five women before. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of our radio show. I don't know if we ever had five women at a time. So, fellas, don't hate. congratulate. That's what we're going to do.
You making it work for you. You're definitely making it work for you.
I'm making it work for me. You understand? Let's get back to me, okay?
Yes. But you know how that sounds to me, Mr. Collins?
How does that sound to you? How does it sound
to you? It sounds sweet.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. If it sounds sweet to you, it's definitely sweet to me. It's nothing like having sweet punch, you know?
I know.
It's definitely. So who's in the punch bowl first? I want people to be sure to go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And we'll be posting up for the stockholders meeting in the next couple days. And we'll have all those links available so you can make your hotel reservations. Now, don't be doing like other people. Do this now. When the reservations come up, get your reservations now. Don't be waiting because everybody knows we got over 9,000 shareholders. And so we definitely want you to not be left out and out in the cold trying to find a space with a room or whatever, trying to get you the Punch TV Studio stockholders meeting. And we got a facility which is going to be at the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas. We're holding it at the Westgate Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas, and it's all in one place. So if you get your room in the hotel, you'll be able to come to the Convention Center, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. We're going to have the CEO's ball. I'm going to have a keynote speaker by somebody absolutely awesome. You just won't even believe it. It's somebody who absolutely has an affinity for Punch. And we're going to ask that particular person to be our keynote speaker, along, of course, with myself. I know people want to come out and see where we're going in the direction of Punch TV Studios. So we definitely want you, as soon as the registrations go up, make your reservations for the Punch TV Studios stockholders meeting. It's going to be awesome in the great state of Nevada, in the great city of Las Vegas. So who's in the punch bowl today? I'm excited to know. I think we had this wonderful, awesome comedian, but I don't know. I don't know who's in there. I think we got somebody who knows how to make cake. Ain't nothing like a woman that know how to make a cake for. I'm trying to.
That's
say
what
it.
I said.
That woman knows
it's
how to
sweet.
Cook.
It is sweet.
It's sweet.
So whatever you
it's
think
sweet.
Of sweet, who do we think about? We think about Stan Sweet. So we have Sandra Nixon, legendary baker. Her brand is Sandy Sweet Sensations. Her slogan is something you always have a taste for. And she's famous in the community. But, you know, I know all that's wonderful, all that's great, all that's amazing. But Sandy Sweet Sensation made the cake for the Underdogs of Comedy. So we had a
comedy
beautiful
show. Yes, she did.
Yeah, so we have the honor.
I'm gonna tell you something about the CEO over at Sandy Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to meet her, and I took some pictures with her. And when you look at those pictures with me and her together, it seems just like magic there. Doesn't it look like? Did you ever see those pictures? It's just like totally and completely magic. So I'm so happy that she got her on the show today, and let's see what we can do together.
Are you with us, Ms. Sandra Nixon?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
To the punch bowl.
I'm doing great. I'm doing just fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. Your cake was amazing. I didn't even see the pictures of the two of you together. I'm sure that was amazing. I was too focused on the cake.
I
haven't
seen
them
either. I got my own little pictures, but I want to see those.
That was absolutely amazing. That was absolutely amazing. We look like Barack and Michelle. Mm-hmm. We look like Ronald Reagan and Nancy. We look like Beyonce and Jay-Z. You know, we look like Will and Jada.
Okay. Yes, that was an amazing night. I liked that. I really had a nice time.
I'm glad you did. I'm so glad you did.
Thank you. We appreciate it. The cake, we're still posting and tweeting and sending out pictures
amazing.
Of that cake. It was definitely amazing. So we have a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to you, but, you know, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to start this interview off with where can people find out about you? Like, do you have a website, anything?
Well, I'm on Instagram. It's Sandy Sweets. That's SandiSweets. And I have a Facebook page, Sandy Sweet Sensations.
Fantastic, fantastic. How did you decide to go into business for yourself making cakes?
Well, you know, I need some extra money, and I like to be, you know, I like entrepreneurship, you know, doing my own thing. So I, you know, my mom taught me how to make some of her cakes and stuff. So that coconut cake, my mother was famous for her coconut cake. And I took the coconut cake and put my own little twist on it with the toasted coconut on top.
Now, see, I don't like coconut cake personally. I don't.
Oh, I might turn you out.
I kind of like. No. You know, hey girl.
I'll
turn
the people off and say they don't like coconut cake.
I don't like coconut. Period. I don't like coconut. Period. Personally, I don't like coconut.
Well,
so
I'm
going to
tell you something. My coconut cake is the bomb.
I believe you.
I might just turn you out.
I believe you. I believe it is the bomb. I believe it. But I tell you one thing. I do like that white cake with the real strawberries in the middle with the whipped cream and all that stuff like that. I like that cake.
Strawberry shortcake.
Especially the one that said that Punch TV Studios on top. That was an awesome cake with little strawberries all around with the whipped cream. Looked like a $1 million cake. Yes, it did.
Okay.
And I messed up and only got one slice because that's why I wanted to get you on this call because I'm going to need a cake like that by myself, you know, just whenever God
needs. Right. It's for us.
You understand?
For
whenever.
Us.
You can make a cake for her, and then you can make a cake for us. You understand? You can make a cake for me, and then you can make a cake for us. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So
I sure
that
can.
That cake was completely awesome, completely and totally awesome.
So
Thank you.
Do we have a cake for the shareholders meeting? Are you a shareholder, Sandra?
I'm not as of yet a shareholder. No, I'm not.
Well, we have to get you to the shareholders meeting.
Shareholders meeting, man. The shareholder, you
got to be there. And you said
it's going to
be in Las
Vegas,
right?
Oh yeah, it's going to be. The meeting is going to be in Las Vegas, but we're going to build a multi-billion-dollar.
I'm in Las Vegas right now. Isn't that ironic?
Oh wow! See, I didn't even
know.
You didn't let me know.
I've been out here since Saturday.
You didn't let me up. I've been. I just left there.
Oh really?
I just left. Yeah, I just left.
Wow. Yep, I'm out here.
Oh, fantastic. If you are just now tuning into the show, we have an amazing lineup tonight. You definitely want to tweet the show, post it on Facebook, text your friends, let them know. Today's episode of Changing the Conversation is a must-listen. If you're just now tuning in, if you want to join the conversation, please feel free to call in at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. Now we have so many guests lined up. We're going to have to stop for a brief commercial break. We definitely want to thank Ms. Sandra Nixon for being a guest on today's show, and we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Wow, Nabuki is definitely blowing up. You see
That's
how many
right.
new members
yes,
we
it
have?
Is. Yeah, we have a lot of new people joining Nabuki, and specifically because they're joining Nabuki specifically because we are doing a push because we're looking for new pitches for shows and new show ideas and new good things like that. We're looking for that. And so people are just joining the boutique like crazy right now. It is seriously blowing up like crazy, So I want to tell that sweet lady who makes those sweet things to jump on the boutique, NABUKIE.com. That's NABUKIE.com. And so who's next in the Punch Bowl today? Sharifa, I'm really excited to talk to every single person on the line today. I'm just in a fabulous mood, an awesome mood, a totally awesome mood. And today I feel totally wicked. So who's in the Punch Bowl?
You feel totally wicked?
I feel totally wicked.
Oh, wow. That means we might have to end the show early. I don't know, because we have comedians on the show, you know, and you feel wicked. This is going to be a must-listen-to show.
I don't just feel wicked. I feel totally wicked.
Totally wicked.
So you don't know what is, but I'm going to help you out. I feel totally wicked. You know, I feel wicked on another level.
Wow. Wicked. We're going to have to save some of the wickedness. Okay? We got to get through the sweets and the people who aren't going to help you along with your wickedness. We need some of the people who believe in, you know, helping kids and helping children. So we have Sheila Ferguson, founder of Jamming for Kids' Sake, on the line, and I don't know if she's wicked or part of this wickedness, but let's see how Miss Sheila Ferguson is doing this morning. Are you with us, Miss Ferguson?
I am with you, and I am not wicked. I'm God's child, so I'm like, I can't be talking about I'm wicked. Pray to
Thank
the Lord.
You. Amen. Please do not encourage him. Thank you. That's why I knew Miss Ferguson.
How you doing?
Well, you know, I'm going to say every angel, you know, I ain't even going to go there. I'm going to be wicked today. Y'all could be who you want to be.
Well, you go and do what you got to do. I'm like, I want to thank you first for inviting me to be on your show. I really thank you.
You're welcome.
I actually met Mr. Collins a long time ago, but he don't.
It wasn't me.
Okay. Well, praise God.
It might have been me, but it really wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Okay. But I'm here to talk about right now I'm with Women in Motion. I have a radio show too. Women in Motion's mission is to recognize and celebrate the diverse and historical accomplishments of women in the community and around the world. And I praise God for all the strong women that you have on today. It's about us talking to women within our communities that are doing things. One thing I want to say, too, is that all women should be out here connecting, networking, and supporting each other. That's what I'm trying to encourage also, because women don't understand how strong they are, and we make things happen. I'm not including men. I'm just saying I think women and the young women of today need to know how strong they are and what their purpose in life is. God gives us all a path to walk on, and we need to walk on it. We need to be encouraging each other to stay on God's path, to connect, network, and work together and help support each other. Because we're so vibrant out here. I'm like, it's so many women within our communities doing great things. I know personally that my mission in life is really kind of help young kids within our communities. I'm doing, on July 8th, I'm doing Rising Star Music Award for young kids up and coming in entertainment. And that's another one of my creation is Rising Star Music Award. I have Women in Motion. I started out with Jump for Kids sake years ago, and that's what got me started being within the community of Los Angeles and looking at all our kids that want to be entertainers. But I tried to encourage them to actually know how to put a package together, how to know the insides and out, and the business of music. You talk about the business of music is what it's all about. It's actually 90% business and 10% talent. And the industry has really, really changed. I just came from Arthur Mitchell does the Urban Network, and they were in Woodland Hills last week. And everybody on the panels, they're talking to these young kids about know the business, research. I know they got all this social media. But I think it's a good thing that they have it, but they need to know how to use it and know what the business of music and know where you're going. What are you in it for? Some artists want it for just fame. Some want to become stars.
What do you think? What do you think that they should be in it for? You know, what do you think that they should be in it for? Like, just your opinion. What do you think?
They need to be in it if it's their passion. If you're a passionate singer, then you would have all your stuff together. The one thing that I heard everybody say on the panels were, is that they're not, they'll hand a CD written on with a black marker to people. Well, you need to have professional material. You have to copyright all your material. Half the stuff I even get for my award show is not copywritten. And you have to understand what the business of music is all about. It's not the music business. It's the business of music. And that's what I'm trying to teach. We have a workshop at the show where professionals can come in and give our young people a piece of advice how to hang in there. Because I'm like, you can be an overnight sensation, but look at all the old school back in the day. A lot of them are still here. How long you want to be in an overnight sensation, or you want to be here 5 or 10 years from now? So that's been my mission in life, is to encourage young people within our communities. And I think everybody needs to do that and talk to our young people and give them a piece of free advice. Sometimes our kids are being taken advantage for, but then I'm like, if you're going to take advantage, could you just give them a little knowledge of how to hang in here and how to stay? There was quite a few young people there that got a lot of education, what the music industry is about now. It's about being about your business, about knowing that you have to have everything professionally done. So I'm like, I'm talking.
That really speaks to you. Let me just, because I do this on a whole other level than a lot of people know. But what it really speaks to you is that you want to be prepared, so when the opportunity comes, you're ready. In other words, you have to make that investment in yourself. So a lot of times we want other people to invest in us, but we haven't invested in ourselves. And so if you want to really make something happen, you got to be well packaged and you got to be ready to operate on the next level. And we get that so many times, even in the television business, which also includes music. You know, people are just not ready to actually operate on the next level. And that's one of the things that, you know, that people should just be ready for. You should just be, like, ready. When the opportunity, when the door opens up, you should be ready to step in that door Right. You've done your homework and you're ready to shine. I remember an interview that Whoopi Goldberg did, and she said the first time she met Steven Spielberg was for the movie The Color Purple. And she says, she was thinking to herself, wow, I'm here in front of Steven Spielberg. He wants to cast me for a movie called The Color Purple. What do I do? And so she said, I just did my whole routine. And that's literally what she did. And then and that's how she got The Color Purple, literally. And so you want to be ready. And that's what a lot of people don't really understand. When I'm doing something at the level that we operate at Punch, we are ready. We're not playing with it. We come hard. We come raw. We come ready to execute the vision that we have. And I think that's just so awesome what you're doing with kids and helping kids be prepared to take it to another level. So when the opportunity comes or you get your shot, you're ready when the shot hits you.
Right.
And that's the most important thing, the most important thing. And that way, when you get to people like myself and you're ready to pitch your show, are you ready to pitch your music, or are you ready to go to the next level,
right,
we don't really have time. We don't really have time to play with people. And a lot of times, we don't even have time to develop people. We're looking for the guy who we could put the resources behind, or the talent that we could put the resources behind. And once you put those resources behind that talent, they're going to take off and they're going to be ready to go.
Right.
And so I think what you're doing for young people and helping them get prepared is completely and totally awesome. So let's see, how can people find your organization? How can they get more information about your organization? You know, how can they be a part of your organization?
Okay. You can reach me through womeninmotion.biz. Also, I want to give a shout out to Ed Waterford. I'm on Women in Motion has a radio program every the last Sunday of every month at 5 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio also. So I want people to really kind of check out my radio show, Women in Motion, or go to my website, womeninmotion.biz, B-I-Z. All my information is on there. Also, I want to give a shout out to Monique and Lil Nene. They do teens. I help sponsor Teens Are Talking.
You got a shout out to Monique and Lil Nene. Now you got to do a shout out to Monique and Lil Nene.
Yeah. Well, Lil Nene. Well, she's called Nene now. She's been hosting my Rising Star Music Award since she was like 8 or 9, and she's a big girl now. So I'm like, I just thank everybody that always has been there for me and always helping encouraging young people. We got to open the door for young people on anything that we're doing, because that's how they learn too, by experience.
Yes,
on shows, hosting. I'm like, you can be a singer, but can you be? You need to learn how to be a host, or I give most other opportunities to be on anything that I do. So everybody needs to open their doors to our young people and show them what it takes. See, a lot of people look at stuff and say, "Oh, I can do that." No, you can't, because you gotta hustle. Back in the day in the music business, you have to learn how to hustle. You need to learn what it takes to put on a show. I'm like, you need to be able to consider, if you want to be an entertainer, you better be able to do it all, not just things.
Yes, that's 100% right.
So it's just a really wonderful thing. I want to thank you too, Mr. Collins, about Punch TV.
Thank you.
Forward to a lot of things that you're doing. And please feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you're doing. Then I can post it on Women in Motion. Because I think
we would love to do it. Absolutely. Well, right now,
Pardon?
I agree. Thank you so much. We would love that, and we're definitely going to keep that in mind, and that'll be absolutely awesome. We'd love that. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing more about what you're doing. I hope in the future you have stuff for young folks coming up.
We do. We always have different internships for young people. We actually have a partnership with Inglewood High School, in which we allow young people to partner at Punch and work with us at Punch. And it's a pretty cool partnership. And we really do a lot with young people. We really do. So thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. More from the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki? Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? I love that. It just got a little ring to it. Do you, Nabuki? No?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes. Come on down to that Nabuki.
Yeah, but I don't think you're doing enough Nabuki in it, because I think you're like, what, number 8 on the leaderboard now?
I'm number 8, but my team is going to fix that for me.
Okay.
I have an awesome team who's going to fix that for me. And they're going to push that thing up. You know, I'm a competitor.
Amen.
That's like Mark Zuckerberg not being the most Facebook friends. I mean, I don't understand it, but my team is going to fix that for me.
That's right. Number one or bust.
Number one.
That's how you have to do it.
Number one.
Absolutely.
Number one.
So if you are
so who's
just now tuning in.
What's been going on in your world right now in Punch TV? What are you working on in your world, Punch TV Studios?
We have so much going on in Punch TV Studios. I think the primary focus right now is just getting ready for the shareholders meeting. I mean,
That's not the primary focus. I can
no?
tell you that. That's major.
That's not
the primary focus. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's major.
IPO
2.0, baby. That's what it's about right now.
Yes.
It's about selling out the rest of the shares that we're having. And we have opened up the doors now for nonprofits and for nonprofits to be part owners of Punch TV Studios, and so that can help prosper your company, your nonprofit, your business. That is what this is about right now. It is about IPO 2.0. That is the best thing happening. We want to tell everyone you should get stock at Punch TV Studios. Don't play around with it. Get your stock now. Call your churches. Get your pastors. Let's get your stock now. Let's get you in place. Because one of the things that we have to realize is that we have to take economics very seriously. And we have to be a part of the economics of America. And we have to be a part of knowing how to build wealth in our community. And building wealth in our community is so important. And that's why IPO 2.0 is making, and Punch TV Studios with our IPO 2.0 is making a stand. So we're putting out a call to all nonprofit organizations, to all nonprofit organizations, to all businesses and small business owners, become a part owner in Punch TV Studios. It will be a wonderful, wonderful blessing in your life. And that's
Amen.
Real. That's real. That's
Amen.
Real talk right
there. It definitely is. So we talked
okay.
a little bit today. We talked about helping our young people. And we definitely
yeah.
want to help the young people. But I think as a society,
yeah.
one of the main groups of people that we do not give attention to or give as much attention to is our senior citizens. You know, it's Saturday is Love a Senior Day. You're receiving an award. I'm not even going to tell everyone about the award you're receiving. What I'll do is I'll introduce our next guest and allow her to talk a little bit more about the wonderful award and the event going on this Saturday. So we have Ms. Lily Newman on the line. Are you with us, Ms. Newman?
I'm on the line, Ms. Lily Lorraine. And love a senior day. I'm excited.
We're excited.
I love seniors. I'm going to tell you, I love seniors. I'm doing absolutely spectacular and awesome. I love seniors, and I guess I'm an honorary senior because I'm getting a senior day.
I did not know you were. I know you're receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award for all your work in the community
yeah.
and how amazing you are, but I did not know you were a senior. I thought you were 38.
Oh, you know what? Girl, I love you already, girl. Ooh, you just won yourself, girl. Mm-hmm. What's your ring size, girl? What's your ring size? It's you.
Ms. Lily Lorraine.
Let me have a
play. Ms. Lily Lorraine is so fired up. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. This march started 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
to see if we could come up with a day. And when the vision first came, it was like, people were like, a day? Seniors need a day.
But what they didn't realize is that there are 7 million seniors in California right now. 7 million seniors. We beat Florida. And every day, the baby boomers, 20,000 a day. 20,000 a day. That's what the numbers are. And by 2020, 2025, we will have 25 million seniors in California. They are the largest demographic. They own the wealth. They have the know-how. And so they saw the vision when they pulled up the numbers and saw what is getting ready to happen in California. And so Love a Senior Day is here at the Expo Center. We have the Los Angeles Rams. Woo, 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 woo. The Los Angeles Rams, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Famous Jackie Slater. He's going to come out.
Nice.
Okay. We have Damone Johnson, that beautiful tight end. And what they're bringing with them is a booth, and they're going to have.
Now, I'm
going to
tell you something.
Football. A signed
did you hear what
football.
She just said?
They are going to raffle off. They're going
did
to
you hear
raffle
what she
it
just
off.
Said?
And one person is going to get that signed Ram football for Father's Day.
But did you
Somebody.
Hear what she just said?
The beautiful Rams. And I thought I was finished with just that. Oh, you need to talk? You need to talk because, you know, Miss Lily can talk.
I was just going to make note on something that you just said. I don't know if all the ladies out there caught that, but as a guy, you know, that's something that I caught. You know, I don't know, but she says the guy is coming from the Rams and he has a beautiful tight end. She said he has a beautiful, beautiful tight end. So if you're a lady and you're a senior and you want to get out to an event and there's a guy from the Rams with a beautiful tight end. You want to be at Love a Senior Day this weekend.
Oh, my
gosh. Awesome,
let me
awesome, awesome, awesome.
Seeds of Hope. They're coming out, and they're bringing 5,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables and breads and goodies to give away to the seniors. Okay, 5,000 pounds.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful.
And there's even more. The Burbank Road King. They are the top car club. They are coming out and they're doing a car show. The 300 to 500 Brothers of the Sun, they are coming out, and they're going to do a bike show for the seniors. We have PS Lifestyle. They're coming out. They're bringing 4,000 magazines. The famous golf pro, Mr. Jim Kearney, he's coming out. He's part of the Tiger Woods Foundation. He's coming out, and he's going to do entire golfing lessons for all the seniors. The University College of Beauty, they're coming out. Mr. Kenneth Walker, he's getting all the colleges together, and they're going to do makeup, hair, manicures, pedicures, facials. The barber.
Over here.
They're coming out. I mean, it's so much love that is being shown. All the seniors, we're inviting all the churches, we're inviting all the businesses. We have over 200 businesses that are coming out that are going to be giving away free things at their booth. We even have on-site live streaming from KGLH, live streaming from Senior Guide Magazine. There is just so much love. There is so much love. Free food, free entertainment. We are even have the awesome Punch TV Studios coming out, filming
That's
on the red carpet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Filming on the red carpet, interviewing the oldest living man.
That's right.
We
absolutely
are so excited. We are elated about all the great things. We have Senator from this senator, Senator Stephen Bradford, Senator Josh Allen, Senator Ben Allen. Woo! We're fired up.
I am fired up too. I got to tell you, I'm totally and completely fired up. Totally and completely fired up.
We have the entire Expo Center. The entire Expo Center for seniors to come. We have awards banquet. We have the dessert section is just incredible. Just all the desserts. So love a senior day. Love a senior day. And we will be giving, like, because seniors, the 7 million seniors, they said, hey, we want to give to certain organizations. So they're giving to the Senior Sinai, to the Center for Children. And we're excited about that.
Beautiful.
They're giving to the New Horizons special needs that are going to be announcing that special needs children now are having Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's. And they're opening up this beautiful ranch for these children. And this is brand new. They haven't even done the grand opening yet. And we're giving to them. We're also giving to the Veterans Administration Outreach. So the seniors are giving to them. And so
wonderful.
Also, the highlight of the event is the 2018 Democratic and Republican candidates. Some of them are going to be coming out, and they're going to be speaking to the seniors.
Oh, there's a presidential candidate.
The governor candidates for next year.
For California, okay, cool.
Are going to be coming out. The governor candidates for many of them are going to be coming out and speaking to the seniors. It's open to all of them. So we're excited.
Now I'm
going to
tell you something. Can I just drop a little tad bit in there? My son, my oldest son, who takes his good looks after his father, but my oldest son is running for president of the United States, actually, for 2020. And, boy, that would be awesome. I'm going to see if I can have him come out as well. That's just completely awesome.
You should have
that
him come
awesome.
Out. That
is awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have him come out. That would be awesome.
It is awesome. We gave them an open forum, and they are like, okay. So we're excited. Your son can come out to the thousands and thousands of seniors and speak to them. And they can already put it in their mind that he's running for president.
Yes,
and we
he
can
is.
Get behind
yes,
him.
Yes, he is. Yes, we can.
And that is amazing. I'm excited. I'm already going to make sure that we put a spot for him to talk. That's done.
Okay,
that's
cool.
A done deal.
That'd be awesome. Yes, that'd be completely awesome. And I'm loving it.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I don't – chills. I have chills.
That is
like,
amazing. I'm you're giving me chills.
Huh? I'm like –
you're giving me chills.
I think you should say that again
chills.
To the listeners.
You're giving me chills.
I think you should say that again. Ooh. You definitely should say that again.
You're giving me chills.
To let them know that your
did you hear
son
my chill, – did you hear my chill motion? You're giving me chills. That's a chill.
What is your son's name? What is your son's name?
His name is Joe Collins Jr.
Actually. Joe, the president,
mm-hmm.
Joe Collins Jr. I like the ring of that.
Yeah. I like the ring of that myself, too, actually. Actually,
wow.
I really love that.
Yeah, that's empowering.
There's never been a President Collins in the White House. And so I'm really looking forward to helping him campaign and making it happen. This will be a really big stop for him. This will be great.
And the seniors, we can get behind him. We can get
yes.
behind him. The
yes.
7 million in California. And we can do it. We can assist.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And I'm fired up. I am so fired up about Love a Senior Day. Saturday, it starts at 10 o'clock and it ends at 3:30. It's at the Expo Center. And those that don't know where the Expo Center, the Coliseum is the Expo Center. The Coliseum area is the Expo Center. And we have that entire center to show love mm-hmm. for seniors. We have incredible artists coming out. That's another piece that I didn't even mention. We have jazz artists. We have...
You have incredible celebrities coming, too. It's
oh, my God. If you ever wanted to see Sidney Poitier, then you need to be
mm-hmm.
out. You need to be out. And even giving the Lifetime Achievement Award, we have famous people coming out to present the Lifetime Achievement Award. Like on our flyer, we said, special guest. And we're not, it's supposed to be a surprise. It's a surprise special guest on who's passing out the Lifetime Achievement Award. So they're going to have to come out.
Well, I definitely want to see Sidney Poitier. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh,
I
my
definitely
gosh.
Want to see Sidney Poitier. I mean, he's a, since Lily
he's
of the Fields, I have
an icon.
Loved Sidney Poitier. He is
everyone
iconic.
Does. But from when he made
Lily
the
of the Fields to Sir with Love, yeah, I definitely want to make that happen. I need a picture with Sidney Poitier. I'm just going to tell you, you know, with the two of us together, that's going to be electric. And so, yes, definitely I want to tell everyone, come out.
We definitely want to get him on the documentary.
Yes.
And let me just say something.
Touch TV Studios documentary, we want to get him
yes.
on documentary. Along with the future presidential candidate.
Yes.
Mr. Joe Collins Jr.
Yes.
yes, yes. She's actually already registered as the only, I think, candidate registered right now. That's to run for president.
And we
and,
want to get
so
the governor
cool.
candidate that on
we
the
definitely
documentary
want to do that. Definitely. Definitely we will do that. Well,
and
we're
I know a
couple
of so
senators,
much. Congress people, and assembly people, they want to speak, too, on the documentary.
Yes, we are going to shoot so much, and it's going to be completely incredible and completely awesome. And so I'm really, really excited.
I am
for people
I'm
who
really
are
excited.
For people who are just now tuning in or they like to come to the event, where can they find out more information?
They, you know, we have several. One website is loveaseniorday.com. That's the website. LoveAsenior.com, LoveAsenior.com.
We have SeniorsOnTheMoveToday.com. And if they want to RSVP, they can do LoveAsenioryEventbrite.com. Okay? So RSVP, if they want to RSVP, LoveAsenioryEventbrite.com. Okay.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Yes. But if they look for on Saturday, if they look for the Coliseum, you know, that's on Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's the Expo Center, you know. And if they need an address, it's 3990 Bill Robertson Lane. 3990 Bill Robertson Lane, Los Angeles, California, 90037. 3990 Bill Robertson, Robertson Lane, Los Angeles, California, 90037. And the event starts at 10 o'clock with the doctors and lawyers and psychiatrists and psychologists. They're going to do an entire health piece where they help all the seniors and empower them with knowledge and answer any questions they have. The mobile unit for the veterans, any veteran that has any problems or anything, they come out, the mobile unit is out there, and they will fix the problems right on the spot. Medicare, Medicaid, they're going to be out to help them with new benefits, and tell them all the special things and to fix any problems with Medicare or Medicaid right on the spot. DPSS, there are so many people that are coming out, and they're going to fix any problems that anyone has on the spot. Any seniors that are looking for a job, I know we have a lot of seniors that are looking for a job. We have vendors that are coming out that want a job in caregiving and senior care. They are hiring. The senior community centers are coming out, and they're going to be out there to hire seniors and young people that are looking for jobs as a caregiver. So if you're looking for a job, you want to be out there, okay? So that's even more of the highlight. There are eight different sections, and something exciting is going on. Eight different sections of this event, and there are things going on in every area, and they're going to be given a map. They're going to be able to have a guide if they like it. We have free food. The governor candidates are providing a juice bar for all of them. We have real water providing all the water for the event. I can just keep talking about all the different pieces.
That's completely awesome.
But having a future presidential candidate, that's at the top of the list. I'm serious. That's at the top of the list. Future candidate, Joe, is that how you say it? Joe Collins Jr.
Yes, that's it, Joe Collins Jr.
He's going to come out and speak. Did you hear that, seniors? I'm talking to the 7 million seniors. You're going to get a presidential candidate to come out. Joe Collins Jr., he's going to come out and speak to you. Now, that's powerful.
That's powerful.
Incredibly powerful. So we're
that's
excited.
Powerful.
That's very powerful.
We're completely
I
totally excited.
So if
we're
you don't come
totally
out
excited,
for the celebrities, if you don't come out for the awards, if you don't come out for the governor candidates, if you don't come out for the free food, free drink, free dessert, free entertainment, for the jazz musicians, the country western musicians, the famous AGM opera singer, we've got all the different genres of music so that we facilitate everyone. And we need to come out to this young man that's running for presidential candidate, Joe Collins Jr.
That's right, and we have Punch TV Studios coming out on Saturday. We will be interviewing on the red carpet.
The Honorable Joseph Collins, Punch TV Studio, is going to be out, and he's going to be filming a live documentary right on the red carpet.
Yeah,
and I know many seniors have always said that I've always wanted to be on the red carpet. I've always in my life. Well, here it is. Here is the opportunity to be on the red carpet. So
yes,
come on out.
Yes, it is, and it's going to be completely awesome. And I just can't wait. I can't wait. Everyone, be sure to be there this Saturday. Be sure to come. Sunday, right? Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, this Saturday.
Saturday.
And be sure
Saturday
to be there. This Saturday, the most awesome event in Los Angeles is coming this Saturday for seniors. And we all have seniors. All have parents, grandparents. Come out there. Come get busy. Don't sit at home. We want everyone out and being a part of this amazing event this Saturday. More importantly, you get to meet Sydney Poitier, who I am excited to meet. I've always wanted to meet Sydney Poitier. So he'll be there this Saturday. And so many other celebrities will be in the house this Saturday. And it is completely awesome. I want to tell everyone, I think we can do this on this particular case. I want to have a link from our website, Nabuki, to this event. So right away, get a link going up there to this amazing, awesome event for seniors. And we're going to put a link on our website for punchtvstudios.com. We're going to have a link and an article up on our website in a matter of an hour so that people will know where to come out and support this amazing event and be a part of it and change your life. What makes this so important to us is that one of the missions, or our most important mission at Punch TV Studios, is to make movies and tell stories about the lives of people that ordinarily would never be told. And there's so many wonderful stories that go untold that need a voice and that we have to give a voice to. And we are about giving that voice and making that voice come together. And so it's so awesome, and I am loving it, absolutely loving it. Sharitha, take us to a break, and we'll be right back. More here in the Punch Bowl in just a few moments.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Well, we are
back.
And we have had an amazing show, an absolutely amazing show. And we have an absolutely amazing show today. This has been just like completely and totally beyond belief type of show right now. I'm just telling you, we have a major event coming this Saturday, which we want everybody to come out, support, and be a part of. Just an awesome major event. And you want to be there. You want to be there, be square. And I am totally and completely excited on another level. I'm just excited on a whole nother level. And to be a part of such an amazing event, it's just, you just can't ask for anything more. What do you think? You just can't ask for anything more. You've got the lady, she makes phenomenal
cakes.
We've had a wonderful lady. She's supporting the youth. Well, I think every youth should be out and meet the people at this expo this weekend. She should get all of her youth to come out and meet the people at the expo this weekend. It's going to be completely wonderful and awesome.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday